Hey team, welcome back to Badass Unscripted. I'm so glad to have you here and thank you for tuning in. I'm so grateful for all you guys for following, for listening, for sending in your comments week in and week out. This is awesome. This is one you're going to want to bookmark and keep checking back in on time after time. This episode goes to the heart of confidence and leadership power. If you want to be a more influential leader, if you want to make greater impact, if you want to be more successful with people, you have to get this one right. And the real difference maker is that so few get it right because so few people understand it and so few people have the discipline to do it. And that's how do you deal with haters? Here's the reality. You are always going to have haters. There is nothing you can do about the fact that there will be people who either don't like you, don't respond to your coaching and leadership, don't want whatever it is you have got to sell. And that has got to be okay. You can never, never, never be focused on satisfying 100% of the people 100% of the time. You are going to screw up. You're going to mismatch with some people. You're just not going to be able to reach certain people. And that has to be okay. What you can never do is seek approval. You can't ever, ever, ever change who you are or what you are to please other people. How would it be if you walked into a guitar shop and said, "I'm really looking for a banjo," and the store owner cut up and broke and ripped off two strings and turned that guitar into a banjo just to please you? You sort of get your banjo, but it's a crappy banjo and you've destroyed the guitar. Nothing good comes of trying to make yourself into something that you're not. You have to recognize right now that your job is to put your unique offering, that could be your style of coaching, that could be your opinion or your attitude about agile, it could be your love for teams, it could be a certain way of coaching teams, it could be a certain service that you offer. Maybe you really believe that the best way to make an awesome agile team is to have them do yoga every day. It's actually not a bad idea, but if that's your thing, you got to recognize that some people will love it and some people will hate it. Your only job is to put the thing that is true and real for you, that is to say, your vision and your notion of who you serve, how you serve them, and why you serve them, into the world, and to live that every day. If you do that, if you have a vision and you live your vision, which most people don't, right off the bat, you are living an authentic life that is an easier, faster, and way more fun pathway to fulfillment and success. So right off the bat, if you do that, you're going to be a happier person, you're going to be a more effective person. The second thing to realize is that that vision won't ring with a lot of people. They'll hate your message, they'll quibble with your words, they won't like your methods, they won't like your approach, they won't like your attitude, they won't like your voice. Never, never, never change who you are to please those people. Now, this requires a lot of experimentation and it requires a lot of courage to fail. You might say, well, if I don't please everyone, I'm going to lose my customer. If I don't please everyone, I'm going to have team members who are not bought in and my project's going to fail. I'm going to have executives who straight up won't like me, think I'm wasting their time, and fire me. Yes, all those things could be true. Your job, then, is to find the environments where they want exactly what it is you're selling. Doesn't that make sense? The sooner you recognize that certain people are not going to want what you sell, are not going to want to hear your message, are not going to be aligned to your vision, and there are going to be some people out there who straight up hate you, the better off you'll be. You have to realize that most people are moving around this earth simply making the choices that are best for them. One thing you can't do when you're handling haters is hate them back. You gotta respect and recognize that they're on a quest. They are looking for something that speaks to them. They are looking for leaders that ignite them. Let them find the products, the services, the leaders that work best for them. You need to find your particular band of like-minded individuals because that is where you will be effective. Over time, I've learned how to find contracts and customers that are like-minded, ready for my messaging, and aligned with me. If I don't do that, I won't get the support that I need, I'm not going to be successful, and I'm not going to feel fulfilled. On the other hand, if I find people who are aligned, my job becomes easy. I'm suddenly capable of doing 10 times what most other people are capable of doing in a day because I'm lit up about the work. I love my group. I love my team. We think together. We're aligned at the hip. here's something else to realize. When people hate or even just reject you, that hatred and that rejection comes from a place of deep-seated fear. They're afraid of the change you represent. They might be resentful of the success that you have. They might be resentful of your role, of what you've achieved. The reason doesn't matter. Your first job is to be empathetic and recognize that the hatred has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them. And because it's to do with them, you can't care about haters. If you imagine what would happen if you tried to build your life around pleasing everybody. It's an 80-20 thing. How far would you have to go to get, of the 10 people in a room, let's say there are two people who just, they're not bought into what you're doing. How much extra effort are you going to have to apply in order to convert or convince those people? The reason why it's an incredible amount of work is because it is a deep-seated fear. It is not a conscious choice. So realize you are never going to change those people with reason or logic. The best you can do is to show compassion and empathy and respect the fact that they're making decisions based on what works for them. If you can connect with them at an empathetic level, if you can say things like, oh man, that's too bad. I'm sorry that my style, my product, my whatever isn't working for you. Let me help find you some resources that maybe will be more in line with your core beliefs. Let me find something I think might work for you. Here's some links. Here's some resources. Here's a book you should read. Here's a person I know. I've said that to customers. I've had people who wanted to bring me on as a coach. And once I realized that, I don't think there's a fit here. You say, you know what? I don't think I'm the person for your environment. I think you're looking for something a little different. This is what I do. And I do this with excellence. But if you're looking for something different, here's some people I know who specialize in what you're looking for. Always give great customer service. If you're in the middle of a contract or a gig, you're working with a team, even though your mindset in dealing with haters and rejectors and resistors is, well, you know, too bad. You're not going to please them all. You can never outwardly express that appearance. You're basically going to have to say, if you have the ability to connect with haters at an emotional level, figure out what the fear is and figure out how you can perhaps address that fear, that's great. But honestly, you don't want to get into the business of saying, how can I make you like what I do? How can I make you like who I am? That's a deep, if not endless, hole. The rejection is not rational. So to my mind, the best way to convert haters is to do excellent and amazing things that they can't help but want to be a part of. If the fear comes from fear of failure, fear of losing their job, but you're creating high-profile successes that are gaining attention across the organization, across the world, across the community, believe me, people are far more likely to want a piece of it. And to my mind, that's one of the best ways to influence. If, on the other hand, you become supplicating, you become someone who will do anything to get them on board, to get their alliance, including changing what you are and what you believe, people are going to sense that, and they're going to know, because you just showed them, that they can walk all over you, that they can get what they want, that they can get you to change your core beliefs in order to gain that support. And I don't believe that's leadership. I think if you want to be truly powerful and truly influential, you have to think to yourself that it doesn't matter what other people think. But remember, you never say it like that. You never act that way. Instead, you act with certainty that the best way to eliminate fear, to address fear, is through action, to show them the cause of their fears doesn't actually exist. That is really your only hope for gaining alignment. Now, here's the pro tip for you. This takes time. The first day you adjust your mindset and attitude, it's not going to feel like it works. Like everything else in life, it takes time and consistent, repeated, diligent, disciplined effort to make this real. But once it does, it changes your leadership game forever. Guys, thank you for tuning in. I am at @badass_agile on Twitter, at @badassagile on Instagram, and you can find me on the web at worldwideweb.badassagile.com. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, stay badass.